Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women in the 18-wheelers out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now from the great website, founderscode.com. By the way, you need to go over there and sign up for her sit reps that she sends out, because I'm getting them from February right now. Founderscode.com. Denise Simon, you saw what I said to her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. I'm glad I saw it. That means you're alive and well, doing something. Now, let's talk, before we get into the big story with France, I want to talk about two things. General Milley fired back yesterday, the Joint Chiefs Chairman. He broke his silence on the secret China calls during the Trump administration. And I'm still hearing from the same people I heard before, Ratcliffe, DNI, and the Assistant Secretary of State, Assistant Secretary of Defense, that Milley did not consult them when he took those calls, when he made those calls. So I don't know what's going on here.
You know, when domestic people, meaning if it was coming out of the Pentagon or the State Department or DHS or whatever, when you talk to any foreign entities,
yep,
whether it be their counterparts or diplomats or any of that other kind of thing, those calls are always very structured and organized, mm-hmm, and pre-planned and scrutinized. And then there's a readout. And then, there's a translator or interpreter, if you will, mm-hmm, that's part of the call. Because, you know, what we think in our culture and the way we behave or the words that we use doesn't necessarily jive with those of, you know, Britain or China or Singapore or anything else. And so it's really quite the process just to have a typical phone call. So for Milley just to say, it's three or four times a year, you know, I pick up the phone and I call my counterparts, he's making it sound very casual and very procedural. It's not.
Right.
It's kind of a big deal. It's like if you were going to pick up a phone and have a conversation with the Prime Minister of Germany, you know that you would spend a day or two, because they're going to give you an hour, you would spend a day or two figuring out what you're going to say, mm-hmm. how you're going to say it, what you're going to cover, and then you're going to make sure that all the niceties, the protocols, and all those things are met. So,
right.
For him to be as casual about all of this is really kind of repugnant.
Which tells me that he's lying.
Well,
because that's not the way it works. You and I both know that.
Precisely.
Yep. So, okay, we'll see. To be continued, I want to hear the transcripts of the calls, and I'm sure he doesn't want those out there. And we know they've got them, don't we?
We do.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Department of Defense yesterday, General McKenzie came out and said that it was a terrible mistake what happened. They killed no ISIS-K, only civilians. Seven of them were children. And, wow, what a mess.
Yeah, it was a righteous kill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, of innocent people. By the way, this guy was an aid worker for the Americans over there.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. He was moving his family from point A to B for whatever reason.
No, they were delivering water and some other supplies, and they thought the water were IEDs.
And they took the kids with them in the car. I wonder why.
Well, you had to have listened to his press conference, because they were talking about the white Toyota and how its path of travel from point A to point B to point X and Y and Z, mm-hmm. and who we met and who we picked up and who we dropped off and what people were carrying and all these other kinds of things. So, I mean, he described all that. There was a map. There was a pathway. There was all these kinds of things. Well, it certainly had a whole lot of detail. And they put all the detail together, and we're pretty convinced that these were all, you know, tangos, if you will. These were all jihadis.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they didn't even, you know, they were so panicked, I think, over, you know, having any Islamic State fighters that they weren't paying attention to the fact that maybe they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And they really got this one wrong. Not obviously.
Yep. And here comes the music. And, folks, when we come back, you want to talk about getting something wrong. France is about ready to take the wine and cork it up and not give it to us ever again because of what happened with the United Kingdom and the U.S. and Australia. We'll explain when we come back more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com when we come back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, thanks very much, Frank Salvato. And by the way, sometimes it's more than that, but that is an average of both terrestrial radio, internet, and satellite by all the different places where the signal goes. And we appreciate everybody that does listen to us. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyToPatriotPup.com. And remember, education of our youth is always critical. We've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, folks, that is no longer the case. And when it comes to the little ones, the youngsters, we want them to learn about American history, and we want them to learn about it in a way that they're definitely going to get it the way that we got it, because they're just not teaching it in the schools. Now, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, all you got to do is go over to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Take a look at the books that are over there, and they're perfect for your children or grandchildren. And by the way, if you're homeschooling, boy, this will teach you. This will help teach you American history. Now, the books are available in English and Spanish, too. But the website, again, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Make sure you go over there and check the books out. You might even learn something, folks. You might even learn something here. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Now, the French are madder than a wet hen because they had a deal, and correct me if I'm wrong, originally with the Australians where they were going to build a submarine because the Australians wanted to have a nuclear sub. So the French were going to build them one. They had an arrangement all made. I guess they hadn't quite signed a contract yet. It was a gentleman's agreement. And along comes the United Kingdom and the U.S., and all of a sudden they don't have the agreement anymore. And France just went absolutely ballistic.
This is not a new condition. This is a situation that goes back a couple of years. And the United States was going to share some of the technology, this goes back to about 2016, some of the technologies for a very advanced submarine. So Australia had selected a French shipbuilder called the Naval Group to build a fleet of 12 submarines. But as it turns out, they kind of got cut out of the deal. And so that, without any notice, I might add. And without any notice is really what has made France angry beyond words. So there was a big gala that was supposed to be held last night in Washington, D.C., hosted at, by the embassy, the French embassy, and that was canceled, which was a very big deal. And then they recalled their ambassador, which is an even bigger deal. So that is how that whole thing is playing out, or not playing out, because we just, meaning State Department, failed on all the diplomatic protocols on that one.
Well, our State Department, correct me if I'm wrong, and we were warned about this about Blinken.
Worthless.
We were warned about Blinken. We were warned about all the different things that could happen and could go wrong, and this, that, and the other. By Mike Pompeo, of all people, said Blinken's not the guy you think he is, et cetera, et cetera, and all of a sudden we're seeing it.
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is that all of these picks that are running Biden's cabinets are all, you know, unqualified and have some, you know, really shady resumes. I mean, look at Mayorkas at the Department of Homeland Security. I mean, it's ridiculous. Look at Pete Buttigieg. What in the world is he doing running transportation? So, I mean,
can't even drive a truck.
look at, you know, the people that they put into Department of Justice. I mean, it's all ineptness. And we're seeing this whole thing play out. I mean, there's virtually not that woman that's over there at the Department of Energy. I mean, this is just awful. And we're seeing this chaos, resulting chaos because of bad decisions. And that's kind of where we are. I mean, I don't know. We have Jake Sullivan over at the National Security Council.
There's another one.
And then we got Ron Klain, and Ron Klain's supposed to be the Grand Marshal of this parade.
Yeah.
And I would argue it's way above his resume. So now we got to. You can't talk about any area, really, of the United States without there being some kind of scandal or chaos attached to it.
So who's running the Democratic Party, let alone the White House?
Well, the one that's running the Democratic Party is Nancy Pelosi. And, you know, she was just over in Britain and said that, you know, essentially the grand old party, the Republicans, are run by a cult.
Yes.
And, yeah, that whole thing. So she's over there trashing half of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Well, the cult is the Democratic Party, when you look at them.
Well, I mean, yeah, but...
I mean, there's no doubt about it. By the way, take a look at AOC.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway. And by the way, Bill Maher, I got to give Bill Maher credit. He is getting a little bit more independent, if you will, and he's weaning himself of the Democrats in a lot of instances because he's ripped the Democrats' lie about taxes and their woke rhetoric, and he goes after individuals from time to time. He definitely was against what Joe Biden did in Afghanistan. I thought he was going to... He was... When I watched him make a comment, I was watching one of the videos that they had on TV showing him, he was madder than a wet hen.
Well, you know, there are some people here that, you know, you don't know what their own, you know, strike point is, but there are some that are on the left that are independent thinkers. And I mean, look at this Senator Blumenthal cat that, you know, he's about as progressive as they come, yet he's in two instances here, not only with the matter of the exit operation out of Afghanistan, but also with the female gymnasts and how the FBI failed them. So, yeah. You know, it's kind of like, where did you come from all of a sudden? So, yeah. Rose McGowan. I mean, there's a few of them out there that are just, you know, very critical, and they're thinking independently and strategically, which is kind of refreshing.
Now, would you hear this?
I'm not putting a lot of faith in it.
Would you hear this? It just popped up 5 minutes ago on Fox's politics blog here. Secretary of State Antony Blinken quietly replaced his Twitter post vowing the U.S. will stand with the people of Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep.
He's positioning himself to not be critical of the Chinese.
Precisely.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that just shows you the guy is spineless. You know, China was pretty angry or, you know, responded to his original tweet, so he softened it some. We don't want to be critical of China because we support, you know, those that are trying to maintain some kind of freedom or fighting for freedom in Hong Kong.
Now, let me ask you a question. What do you think about the J6 rally today in Washington, D.C.? You expecting to see any problems there?
I'm not convinced that there's going to be much of anything, to be honest with you.
There may not be a lot of people there. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, there was some number that was thrown out there yesterday of 700, but I don't know how true any of that is. So, but we got the fences up and we got the National Guard on standby.
And they fenced off the Capitol again.
That's right. That's what I said. Fences
yep.
up.
Mm-hmm. So I don't really know what they're going to do, but we've got 100 National Guard that have been put at their disposal if they need to have them. They're all military policemen, is my understanding. And the Washington Capitol Police says we're ready to go, so I guess they're all set. But I've been told that there may be some Democratic instigators, a la Black Lives Matter and Antifa, that may try to get in the middle of it and stir the pot like they did before.
Yeah, it could. The whole thing could be a setup too,
mm-hmm.
from either side. So,
mm-hmm.
I personally wouldn't want to be part of that whole thing.
All right. Well, we'll know soon enough. We'll be talking about it on Monday morning. So you have yourself a great weekend and enjoy what it is that you're going to be doing today. And I will see you later. And have yourself a great day and stay low.
You too.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Go there. Check out her website. Check out all the different things that she does. And sign up on the website to get the articles when she writes them. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is calling on the Biden administration to deploy the National Guard to the southern border to help deal with a surge of Haitian migrants. More than 11,000 people are gathered under a bridge outside of Del Rio, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Patrol announced Friday evening that the Del Rio port of entry was being closed in response to the surge. Fox News reporting that the border checkpoints in the area have been closed as well. The agency says that trade and travel traffic has been rerouted to the Eagle Pass port of entry 57 miles away to help manage resources and keep the flow of legal traffic uninterrupted. And the base of the world's largest tree has been wrapped in fire-resistant blankets to protect it from a possible wildfire. The General Sherman tree in Sequoia National Park's Giant Forest, along with some other trees and structures in the area, were wrapped this week in the face of a fire moving into the Giant Forest. The Colony Fire is expected to move into the area in the next few days, though its movement had slowed down on Thursday and Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And by the way, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team at Relief Factor. Now, you've heard me talk about Relief Factor before on the program. I personally have been taking the product for going on a little bit more than 6 years right now. And I take it because of the problems that I have, because if I didn't take this, I would have to take something a lot stronger. And I don't want to get into taking narcotics again, which was the stuff I was taking to get rid of the pain and the swelling that I was under. But anyway, this is 100% drug-free. Relief Factor. Now, it's part of my integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation over time, and it also, because of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support my body's natural response to inflammation. For example, a little bit earlier tonight, I had walked around a little bit, and maybe I'd done something I shouldn't. I don't know. You never know. And my ankle was starting to swell up a little bit, so I took some Relief Factor like I normally do, only this time it was a little bit earlier than normal, and the swelling went back down, and the discomfort that I was having went away, too, right in about 20 minutes' time. Now, I'm not saying that it's going to work the same for everybody, but I've got it in my system, so obviously it works better for me. Now, Relief Factor targets the underlying problem areas from the four metabolic pathways that alleviate pain right at the source. And this will lower or eliminate pain right off the bat. Now, I'll tell you, because it is drug-free, and because it's 100% botanical and a fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, some of the stuff that your body needs to have anyway, that it will help to support a healthy response to the inflammation that you've got and the discomfort that you're feeling. Now, all you got to do is go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And get the 3-week quick start. It costs $19.95. Now, you'll know in 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you. And just take it as directed. And if it works for you and you want to keep taking it, you'll be put on the automatic delivery and that's it. Away you go. But in the meantime, if it doesn't work for you, you're only out $20. But you'll know at the end of 3 weeks for sure. So that's relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try because, after all you have to lose is pain. And that's a big deal. Now, we haven't talked much about the debt limit that's coming up here. And right now, I'm going to play a news story here from my buddy Greg Clarkson, who sent this to me. Give a listen to this.
President Biden and his aides are sounding the alarm about what could happen if Congress fails to raise the U.S. debt limit by early next month. According to a fact sheet for state and local officials, the White House warns about severe cuts to disaster relief, Medicaid, infrastructure grants, school funding, and other programs. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is resisting calls for a bipartisan vote to raise the ceiling for debt that's already been accrued. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, Joe Biden is warning the states that, well, if you don't raise the debt, we're going to have to cut things back and we're going to have to do this and do that. Well, to that I say, fine. Have at it. You know why? Because these states need to exercise their rights under the Constitution of the United States to do certain things and to take over certain things on their own. Now, there's nothing that says a state has to go along with any mandate from the federal government if they want to challenge it and say, we're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to follow your rules on masks. We're not going to follow your rule on whatever. And there are states that would have enough support to do that. Now, how they go about doing that is another story. And I did have somebody say something to me yesterday about a constitutional convention. Would a constitutional convention solve all the problems that we're having with the federal government? Well, not really. If you're going to have a constitutional convention, you aren't going to be able to go in there and do 4 or 5 or 6 things at one time. I don't think that's going to happen. You need to have a primary reason for doing that, to try to get your 34 states that you need to have a constitutional convention. Because if you can't do that, you're not going to have the convention. Now, they are trying very hard. And you got, again, folks, yesterday was Constitution Day. But they are trying very hard to get the states together that they need to have a constitutional convention. And what they want to do is they want to institute term limits. They want to change these career politicians that are in there and say 2 terms and you're out. Move along to something else. Either move up or move down, whatever the case might be. Because think about this for a minute. If we had a 2-term limit on every office we have, let's say we start out because most of these people do. They start out as a town councilman or a county legislator. And those are usually 4-year terms. So there's 8 years right there you've got. Okay. Then they move into the state level. So there's 8 years. So there's 16. Then they run for federal office. Okay. There's 8 years. There's 24 years. And then maybe they move up the ladder and governor or whatever the situation might be, or senator or whatever, there's another 8 years. There's 32 years in politics. Don't you think that's enough? And if they want to do some more, Fine. Run for president, get elected. That's 8 years. By the way, it's been talked about and told to some people that they would like to see the president's term made to be 6 years. One term, 6 years, you get it, you're done at the end of it. Don't know if that'll work either, but it's been mentioned. So a lot of people have a lot of different ideas, and we'll see how this all transpires. Again, never say never, right? Never say never. And if you think things are simple and easy here in this country, try taking a look at the polls that are out there. 73% of likely U.S. voters believe it's likely that green card holders, permanent legal U.S. residents who have been left behind in Afghanistan, will be used as hostages by the Taliban. Now, because of the money that's already transpired back and forth and the humanitarian aid of some 65 or 70 million, whatever it is, billion dollars that's going to be given to Afghanistan. Well, it better be in food and that sort of thing, because if we just give them cash, which, by the way, there was about $65 or $70 million of cash on pallets that was left behind in Kabul, in the hangar. Tell me that was done accidentally. I don't think so. I think it was done intentionally. I think it was done intentionally to guarantee safe passage, if you will, in some sense of the word. Now, again, where do we go from here? Well, I just don't see how we can't not be back in Afghanistan 2 years, 3 years, 4 years from now, because you know Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the Al-Haqqani network are going to put their heads together and come up with some sort of radical plan to attack the United States somewhere around the world, if not right here in our own country. You know they're going to do that. So we'll see how all that works out. But in the meantime, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, final segment of the Weekend Edition show. By the way, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and we are broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who play on Sunday at home against the Atlanta Falcons. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Now, you know, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. As a matter of fact, I'm going up today to stop by Moss Nissan and shake the hand of someone that's coming down from Tennessee to buy a Titan pickup truck. I'm one of my listeners. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the Midwest, Tennessee, like I just told you, and as well as out west as far away as Phoenix, Arizona, a father that drove over here to buy a car for his daughter who was going to college down in Tampa. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. And it all starts with Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, don't forget the motto at Moss Nissan is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And make sure you check out the all-new Rogue and take a test drive. It is the hottest SUV in the market. They have completely redesigned that car. Now, the inside has got more room. As a matter of fact, I would say it's got the same amount of room inside as the Murano. I know I've sat in both of them. I've driven both. So that's what it felt like to me. But you can't beat the selection at Moss. They've got over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the colors and accessories that you can dream of. And if they don't have it, they'll get it for you.
Remember, clean trade-ins are now commanding a great resale price, so don't forget to take advantage and upgrade your ride now. And, of course, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active-duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get tremendous deals on your vehicles. Now, Nissan locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And a brand-new dealership coming soon in the North Country. I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you a bunch of money. That's what you want to do, save money everywhere you can. You know, I've been talking a lot about the Bring Back Small Business Tour that's coming on the 23rd of September. Here to Tampa Bay. It'll be over to Grand Hyatt, which is just west of the airport over there off the Courtney Campbell, 2900 Grand Hyatt Way over there, 2900 Way. But you can join us that night for special appearances by, you ready for this? Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is going to give a 20-minute policy speech to start things out. You'll also hear from Salem Radio Network's Mike Gallagher and Larry Elder, who will be there. You'll also hear from frequent Fox commentator Rebecca Walser. She's on the Business Channel a lot. And the Job Creators Network president, Alfredo Ortez, will be there, too, on the panel, which will be moderated by my friend Bill Bunkley, and I'll be up on stage doing the Pledge of Allegiance, which is something that I like to do because the way I do it, you all know, you've heard me say it here many times. Now, here's something if you really want to save some money. Now, first of all, the VIP tickets are all sold out, so forget that idea. You're not going to get into the VIP. But you can get in to the general admission ticket, and you can buy one and get one free if you become one of our loyal listeners by going to theanswertampa.com or theanswersarasota.com websites, either one, and signing up to become a loyalty club member. It's free. Costs you nothing. And when you do that, then you'll be able to buy one general admission ticket for the event on the 23rd and get another one for free. Can't beat that deal, can you? I don't think so. So there you go. We'd like to see you on the 23rd over to Grand Hyatt. Now, Job Creators Network, Walser Wealth, Moss Family Automotive, Travel Cats, and Tuggy the Patriot Pup are all bringing this to you. They'll all have their tables there, too. You'll be able to meet them. Shake hands with Lauren Kelly from Tuggy the Patriot Pup. You'll be able to see some of the Moss Nissan people there, too. I understand we've got Dave Moss Sr. coming. That'll be nice. So I look forward to seeing you there. This coming Thursday, the 23rd, theanswertampa.com, theanswersarasota.com. Join the loyalty club, and then when you get your tickets, you buy one, you get one free. The heck of a deal. You know, in my many years, I never would have believed that I would have ever seen such a rapid turnaround in American society as I saw when I witnessed what Donald Trump did in just a few short years, where we became energy independent. Remember that? Gasoline prices selling for less than $2 a gallon for a long time. And our borders were on their way back to being controlled. Unemployment was the lowest it was in 50 years. And for blacks and Hispanics, at an all-time record low. Now, the bottom 50% of households saw a 40% increase in their net worth, with 7 million new jobs created and almost 7 million people off food stamps, while 1.2 million manufacturing jobs were created. Unemployment for women hit a 70-year low. And President Trump signed the largest tax reform package in history, giving a typical family of four earning $75,000, a $2,000 tax cut. With over 400 companies announced that they were giving bonuses, wage increases, they were hiring new people, or making new investments in the United States. All this was actually going on. And let's not forget, over $1.5 trillion was repatriated from overseas, brought back to our country. The Dow went from 20,000 to 30,000 points. Our military was rebuilt. And this is just a short list of what happened under President Trump. And he did it in his 4 years. Joe Biden, and I'm not exaggerating, look it up. Joe Biden, in this past 8 months or so, 9 months or so, whatever it is now, has managed to almost destroy everything that was done by Donald Trump. Ask yourself, are you better off today than you were when Donald Trump came into office? I don't think so. I don't think anybody could say that they're better off. They're not. We know that. We've been watching. And it's just a matter of time before the bubble bursts and people will really take their anguish and their anger out on government. And it might not be just at the voting booth. Because if they don't get their way this time at the voting booth, I don't even know what's going to happen. And neither do you, because you know and you've heard what I've heard that everybody else is hearing about the mood of the country right now. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, Harry Kirshner, whatever you are, it doesn't matter. Everybody is upset in one way or another over one thing or over another thing. And because we just had September 11th, that's a good lesson. Remember how we felt on the 12th about noontime and it stayed that way for months? Remember how this country felt? Well, we can get back to those days again if the adults in the room start acting like adults in the room and all of this other nonsense that's going on stops. Because for the AOCs in the world, for the Nancy Pelosi's in the world, dream on. You're not going to take our country away from us. Your fundamental transformation of America has come to an end. Even your own people don't care for what you're doing. Look at the polls. Look at the polls. All right. Well, I got to take a drive north today. I'll see you all Monday morning. Have yourself a great day, a great weekend. Go Bucks. Go.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.